You're listening to The Wholeness Podcast with Melissa Catherine, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Wholeness Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Catherine, intuitive coach specializing in mindset mastery and committed to bringing you back to wholeness, the truth of who you were before you ever thought you were less than, whether it's due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or challenges in life. So many of us have limiting beliefs that we somehow aren't enough, and I'm here to tell you it's just not true. As a leader in transformation, having been a coach for almost a decade, with a background as a nutritionist, fitness expert, and hypnotherapist, I specialize in emotional and mindset mastery, with a spiritual connection to support you in living your best life in a body that you love. Listen each week to receive expert guidance, live coaching, and have your questions answered. It's time for you to have wholeness now. Hey guys, I am so excited to be with you again this week for another episode of the Wholeness Podcast. Today, one of the things that we're going to be talking about that's come up so much is really understanding about energy. I get asked this a lot in terms of really noticing how to shift our mindset. And one of the principles in shifting your mindset is really recognizing about us being energetic beings. So I'm hearing these kids like screaming outside, and it's so nice. And I was also like, what's going on? So one of the things that were that, you know, last week and the week before, we went through five powerful mindset shifts. So each week, what I'm wanting to do is really support you in kind of stacking the episodes. So at the very beginning and up until now, they've all been able to stack on each one so that you can progressively improve your mindset and really, really connect to yourself. And that is another thing that I always get and specialize in, which is really that mind-body connection. So today, what we're going to be going through is really understanding our energy and how our words matter. So I'm going to drill this in as much as I possibly can. You've heard me say this a million times, your words are your wand. So we are comprised of our bodies are comprised over 70% of water. So the thing with water is water picks up on energy. Water picks up on frequency. Your frequency is the words that you speak. So the manner in which you speak to yourself, how you speak to yourself, the words that you speak to yourself, the thoughts that you think, the feelings that you have are all emitting a frequency that are going on in your body. So often, you know, when we say what we think about comes about, right? What we are feeling and thinking on the inside ends up externally showing outside. So many will say, you know, there's an amazing book, and I will always reference her. She was one of my earlier mentors, Louise Hay, and she wrote Love Your Body, Heal Your Life. And it's this incredible book, and she was very much ahead of her time in looking at what are the metaphysical components to why we have ailments and why we need to heal. And actually, instead of just going, oh, I sprained my ankle, going, well, why did I sprain my ankle? What would be the deeper meaning in me spraining my ankle? Or not going away, not me, but or, you know, lower back pain, or if you have consistent, you know, sinus infection, for instance, why is that happening? Let's look at the deeper meaning so that we're actually treating this holistically. Because if something keeps coming up, if there's something that continually is happening for you, if you're always having lower back pain, if there's always that throbbing in your, you know, your neck or, you know, your jaw, or you're getting headaches, there are reasons. And this is not to discount, you know, Western medicine, at all. However, what we want to do is really go, okay, first and foremost, my body is always sending me messages, right? Last week in our episode, we really went through how the body's always speaking to us. Are we listening? And how it's supporting us in finding our right partner, to knowing if medications are right for us, to knowing if foods are right for us, to knowing if environments are right for us. You know, when I work with my clients, we get so fine-tuned on your connection to your body. They can walk into a house and go, You know, I had a client go right away. I knew there was mold. I could just tell. I could feel it. I could feel it in every ounce of my body. And I just said to, you know, she just said to her husband, like, no, this is not our house. Right. And she trusts herself so much to do that and probably save them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Right. And so when I say this to you, when we're looking, like I share, Louise Hay went into the metaphysical components. I really want to encourage you to not only be aware of your thoughts, but to really watch your words and know that you can create really powerful words that are going to support you in everything that you desire, that you can create really powerful thoughts, that they don't need to reflect your current external state. They don't need to reflect your current reality. Your mind does not know the difference between a dream or reality. So you can tell yourself, you know, whatever it is that you want, that you're just moving into your dream home and you're so excited. And these words will evoke emotions. And it's the emotions that put you into a good feeling state that shifts your vibration, right? Let me say this again. It's your words that put you in a good feeling state and it's your emotions, right? Those good feelings, your words will create different emotions in your emotional body, and those good feelings will change your physical state. So if you're in a bad mood, you can get into a good mood really, really quickly by stating you're in an incredible mood and telling yourself all the things that would make you be in an incredible mood, right? And whatever that is for you, and then heightening that and allowing it until you actually notice a shift in your being, right? And then you are a high vibe attractor for good things. Does that make sense? So it's instead of stewing in what isn't working, right? This is how we shift ourselves vibrationally quickly. And so this goes back to really understanding that we are all energetic beings and that the words that we speak matter, the thoughts that we speak matter. And when I was saying in the beginning, you might be going, well, why is she talking about we're comprised of water? Because if we're comprised 70% of water, it's been proven scientifically that we can change our cellular makeup through our vibration. So that means that you know, when you hear all of these things where people heal themselves from illness and they've transcended, you know, they've gone from homeless to, you know, multi-millions and billionaires to this and that, they changed their internal state. They changed on a cellular level. They created a new identity. They shifted themselves within. They were in a state and expectancy of good things, right? And they were taking the time and making the space and going into that creation of, okay, I'm doing this in this way. Does that make sense? So when we're talking about shifting yourself and shifting your mindset and really wanting to support you in this evolution, your next evolution to wholeness, you really coming home to the truth of who you are before you ever thought you were less than due to a number on the scale, a trauma, or any limiting belief, right? It's about reprogramming the mind. And I really, really, really want everyone to understand that we reprogram our mind and can shift our identity and our physical state. We do not need to live into our stories of the past. We do not need to live into the stories of our present. We do not need to fall victim to our traumas or to anything we've experienced in life. And we can change this and start with the power of our words. We can start by changing our environment, our physical state in here, right? And really changing that and allowing for that to be how we show up and what we allow ourselves to be able to do. So I hope all of this is landing with you. So again, we're comprised of water. Our water is energy. It can change and I really want you to think of it more like this. Our cells are hearing everything we're saying and they're either going to form new cells based off of what we want to create, or we're going to continue to create what we don't want by fixating on negative thoughts and limiting beliefs, right? So the more that we run our old patterns, the more they stick. How do we get out of our old patterns? Through conscious interference, right? Literally through interfering. And we really want to think of it as more so in like an interception. you're like intercepting, like you almost, I was about to do a football analogy and then I was like, I don't think I know enough to be able to say this. So I'm just going to go with me here. But you're intercepting your thoughts. You're breaking the pattern. You're breaking the cycle. So instead of having 80,000 thoughts on repeat, 60,000 of them on negative, you're taking those 60,000 negative thoughts and you're intercepting them one by one. And it can feel like a field mine in the beginning. If you're very prone to negative thoughts, once you become aware of your thoughts. So first we start off in our personal evolution of being unaware. And we feel like life is just happening to us, not for us. And this is just who I am. And I grew up this way and this happened to me and this happened to me. And therefore this is who I am. Right. And then we become aware and all of a sudden we go, oh, what are those thoughts? And my invitation to you is to be an observer of your thoughts, not to allow your thoughts to take hold, but to actually be an observer of them and just go, oh, that's really interesting. So again, I don't want you to allow your mind to take ownership of you by saying my mind. I actually just want you to say the mind. The mind is telling me a lot of interesting things right now, and they're quite unkind. Oh, that's interesting. Wow, that's another negative thought. Well, I'm going to intercept that thought. I'm going to take that thought and I'm going to turn it into something positive. I'm going to take the thought that I'm not enough and instead I'm going to say I'm more than enough exactly as I am. I am beautiful beyond measure. I am so loved. I am lovable. I am worthy. I'm worthy and deserving now. I have more than enough now. I am perfect exactly as I am. I love myself. If you have a story that you're indecisive, it's like I'm decisive. I'm so decisive. I take fast action, right? If you never have any time, it's like, I have more than enough time to get everything done. If it's nothing's ever working out for me, it's like everything is always working out for me. I expect only miracles. If it's weight loss is hard, it's like, oh my gosh, weight is just falling off of me. It feels so good to be in this journey of releasing weight, right? So with weight loss, you never want to say my goal is to lose weight because you're programming your mind that every time you lose it, you need to gain it back again because you're setting a program that we always need to be losing. So you're always going to lose and then gain, lose and gain. So in order to release the weight, we want to keep it off. So we don't want to keep talking about it, right? And we don't want to use the word lose. We don't want to gain it back. We just want to release it and let it go, right? It's the same thing. So, you know, oh my gosh, I made $10,000 today unexpectedly. Oh my gosh, I had a $10,000, whatever it is, I made $100,000. You get to set it. So if your struggle is around money, it's like, I never have enough. It's I have more than enough. I have more than enough. I am financially free. It feels so good to be me, right? So you want to be able to not only one, be aware of those thoughts, two, to intercept them, and then three, to reframe around them. Right? So I know I'm sharing a lot with you here in this like a mini little mindset reprogramming masterclass. But again, just to reinforce, it all starts with us being energy. And the more that we can understand that we're energetic beings and we vibrate on a specific frequency, it's just like when you turn the radio on and you sometimes get static or you hear the perfect clear song or it's the exact song that you need to hear and it's super happy, or you put another one on and you're like, wah, wah, I could cry right now. Right? You get to do the same thing with yourself. You are turning into whatever frequency you put on command. So if you want to get out of a bad feeling state, then command yourself differently. Another thing that people don't really recognize is we can direct the mind. So I tell this to my clients all the time, to the ones that struggle with sleeping and staying asleep. You know, if you get awakened in the middle of the night, you can simply direct the mind, especially if your mind starts racing. No, stop. We're sleeping now. Go back to bed. You can talk to your mind and give it very clear directives, just like if you're hearing something super negative. And a lot of my clients, when they're getting out of being hyper, hyper negative, one of the things that I always tell them is call bullshit. Literally just instead of, you know, now I will say to them sometimes, you know, love the voice up and ask it what part is of this. What part is this in me, this is a bit deeper, and this would be me going into a coaching session where I would go in and do inner child work, and we would look at what part in that is coming up for them that's causing them so much angst, what part in them is causing the anxiety, what part in them is causing the self-rejection or the self-hatred or the negative thoughts or the mean, you can't wear this or you can't do that, or you're too old or you're too young or you're too fat or you're too thin or you're not smart enough or you're not pretty enough, whatever. There's that voice is always tied to a different part within us. And that's when with my clients, we'll go in and we'll do, you know, inner child work, or in my whole woman program, we do inner child work. In all my programs, I do it actually, because it's most, I deem it as probably the most transformational work that you can do, and the most healing work that you can do. But you definitely do, it's ideal to really have it facilitated. So we could do that on another episode. But what I will tell them is in that you can also just direct the mind. I call bullshit. That's not true. That's not who I am. And the more that you do that, the more your mind will respond and go, oh, okay, right? So the more that you do that, the more the mind responds. So call bullshit. You can do that. You get to do that. And you can do that anytime. So once you become aware, like I said, you know, at the moment of awareness, it can feel like a floodgate and you're almost like, oh my God, I thought I loved myself. And all I hear are these just nasty thoughts. Like I'm really mean to myself. And it can be quite hard to hear at first. And then you just go, wait a minute, that's not me, because it's not you, love. It's not you. It's just another part of you that's showing up, that's been running the show for a long time. And now that you're awakened, you get to direct it. You get to direct the voice. And you get to say, bullshit, that's not me. I love me. Nope, not me. I'm more than enough. Nope. But the key is to call bullshit on it. And the key is then to do a reframe around it. Okay? So when I said we're all frequency, this is also about attracting in amazing things. So I teach this a lot, and about becoming that super attractor, that mega attractor for good things and incredible things to keep happening to you. Like this past week, I ended up getting featured in Us Weekly. I had no idea it was coming. Not a clue. But they happen. Things like that happen to me. And you know, they just happen. And I'm very, very, very grateful. And it's wonderful. And it's like little gifts and surprises. I could go on and on. I've had a multitude of them this week. And it's really, you know, lovely. And that's what I want for you, to be where things just come seamlessly. They come so seamlessly. They come easily. You're not working hard. You're not having to push. You're not having to really figure it out. It's just like, yeah, I'm being me. And it's just working, right? It's just working. So all in all, what I want to leave you with is understanding the power in your words, understanding the power that you are, the limitless nature, the powerhouse that you are, and that you can create, and you can create for you or against you. Now, wait, I do want to say this, because this is coming in. I'm audibly just hearing. Please don't allow what I'm saying to make yourself wrong. Or to go, oh my gosh, the life that I'm living, or these things are bad, things are happening to me, so I must be thinking bad thoughts. And I don't, this isn't about you making yourself wrong. And this isn't about you finding fault within yourself. And that's what we want to stop. So this is actually about you loving you up. And this is about you going, oh, I'm so awakened that I'm hearing this message. And this is speaking to me at the perfect time to really up level, to really change the way that I speak to myself and the way that I operate in the world and the way that I view my life and the way that I view my words. And I'm so grateful that now I can really pay attention and tell myself only loving thoughts and really be that loving, kind observer and have immense grace and compassion for myself as I'm awakened to this way of being. Right? So please don't use this as a way to go, oh my gosh, well, I'm the one that's been perpetuating this story. And that's what we want to stop. We want to love you up. We want to tell you you're amazing, because you are. And I really just want you to go from here on out, I choose to see with loving eyes. I choose to only speak loving words. I choose to hear loving words about myself. I choose to be love for others. Right? And really recognizing I am of source nature. I am of highest power. I am a limitless being, and anything and everything is available to me. And it all starts with my word. And through my word, I create, right? And that is very powerful. So on that, I'm going to leave you on that note. I would love to hear from you if this episode spoke to you. We also have a free new gift for you in the links below. It's my Miracle Mindset Meditation that I'm gifting you. And for those of you that are interested in taking your life, your body, your mindset, and achieving your dreams and taking them to the next level, then my invitation to you is to join my Whole Woman program. This is an 8-week experience and an immersive experience in really, really surpassing your dreams and exceeding your own expectations by putting into practice the formula that I'm going to be sharing with you. And this is my MK method, and we go through mindset. We go through up-leveling in terms of your body and healing, achieving and your ideal body, releasing any excess weight. But essentially, it's not necessarily geared fully around weight loss. It's about owning your worth, being worthy, empowered, expressed. The whole woman is worthy, wealthy, and ready to have it all. And if that's you and you're ready to play big in life or done playing small, or know that you're meant for big things and you know that your mindset's been what's getting in the way, then it's time for you to ground in your worth and go big, girl. And I'm here to guide you every step of the way. So the link is below to join the Whole Woman program. And I look forward to meeting you, and definitely grab your free gift as well. Much love, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining me today. If this podcast episode was super helpful for you, please share with your friends, guys. Sharing is caring. What would mean the world is an awesome review on iTunes. Simply click and give your 5-star review so I can keep bringing you great content to support you in shining bright, playing big, and living as your most beautiful, authentic, and powerful self in a body you love. This show doesn't stop here, so join our exclusive and private Facebook community called Wholeness with Melissa Catherine. Simply ask to join to receive endless complimentary videos, monthly Facebook lives exclusive for this community, and be a part of an awesome, sacred, safe space of incredible, like-minded women just like you, where you can feel heard, express, and receive additional guidance. And I have something else that's incredible for you this month. So if you've been struggling to understand why you sabotage the things that you want, girl, this is my zone of genius and this is what I do. So I have created a quiz for you based off of my international best-selling book called Eat Right for Your Archetype. This quiz is going to help you to identify which archetype you are so you can break free from self-sabotage to release weight and step into your power in life. So this is so much more. Even if you don't have to release weight, this is about being healthy, and your health and wellness is what empowers you to your greatness. So simply head on over to melissacatherine.com/quiz to take that quiz today, and you will receive your results right away, right in your inbox. All right. Thanks so much, guys. And I will see you in the next episode.